past three. Sam McClure is ready to join us, newsbreaker, of course, at SEN. And he's got some big news regarding a champion player with the Fremantle Dockers. G'day, Sam.
KB, hello, Doc.
Hello, Sam. What have you got for us?
We reported it a little bit earlier this morning, but the story is that Lachie Neale looks set to leave Fremantle for the Brisbane Lions. He's got a contract for next year, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. But the Lions have been on the prowl, pardon the pun, for some time now to try to get some more midfielders to help out Dane Zorko and Dane Beams and really sort of cap off what is looking like a tremendous midfield.
And McCluggage is a young player and Berry's a young player.
Yeah, McCluggage and Berry and you know, Rayner, who they expect to go in there, who are all going to be stars, but they just want to add some more A-grade talent.
What would they give up, Sam?
Oh, their first pick. So it's pick four at the moment. It'll be pick five once the Tigers get Lynch and Gold Coast get compensation. So that looks like the likely trade.
What's Freo's response been, Sammy?
Well, they didn't. The tough thing is they didn't know. Lachie Neale still hasn't had the conversation with Ross Lyon. He hasn't had his exit interview now. It's set to be in the next 48 hours. It's going to be discussed. Now, Fremantle obviously, you know, have a bit of power here because he's contracted, and it's not like the Mitch McGovern scenario where he's unhappy. So, it's going to be interesting to see how this one plays out. But the Lions have plenty of room in their salary cap. They've got, pick four, which really helps in a situation like this. But as I said this morning, I think that, you know, it's certainly real that Lachie Neale could be the Brisbane Lions jumper next year.
It'd be a great pickup. He's been in the All-Australian 40 for several years. I think three times he's made the All-Australian 40, and he's an absolute ball magnet.
Yeah.
If they were to pick him up, that would be fantastic for their midfield.
Not much missing from that team who, I know that, what do they win, five games on the year?
Lost seven by, you know, I think 14 points or less.
But from where they've come from a couple of years ago, where they're borderline...
They get Charlie Cameron back next year, who was playing really good football until he got injured.
So Cameron plays next to Hipwood, and they've got, you know, Harris Andrews, who would have been All-Australian in the team, KB, had he not got injured. So it's becoming a fair list build, isn't it?
So can we read into that they think Beams is out of the joint?
Well, no, see, that's an interesting one, Doc. I've sort of had that reaction since we did the story today. I sort of think the opposite. I mean, I think now, if they're able to get Lachie Neale, surely that makes Dane Beams more likely to stay, doesn't it? I mean...
It may not. If he wants to come back to Victoria, it doesn't matter who they actually get, I would think. Sam, I think he's smart enough to know that they're on the right track there. So, he'd be leaving a club that's on the up. But has Dane Beams yet actually... Has he come out and said, I don't know what all this is all about, I am not going anywhere?
No, he hasn't said it publicly, but he's certainly had those conversations with Greg Swan, the CEO, and Chris Fagan, the coach. So... You know, they're adamant that he's staying.
If he said it publicly, though, everyone would drop off, surely.
Yeah, but you know what it's like, KB. I mean, you know, they're not bound by the media. They don't have to come out and say these sort of things. And
no,
who knows?
No, but the club surely would say, well, you've said it to us, which is fantastic. If you just said it publicly, it just saves us all a lot of heartburn.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd like him to.
Now, the other news, of course, was Bernie Vince, who, played over 100 games at two clubs, best and fairest at two clubs. And I like these guys acknowledging their time is up and going out on top, really.
Yeah, it's a surprising one for me, Doc. I don't think we've broken anyone's trust by saying I did a function for Croc Media on Sunday at the MCG, and Bernie Vince was part of it. And I walked away from that pretty positive that he'd play on next year. Anyway, obviously there's been a change of heart, which is fine. He's had a magnificent career, as you mentioned. There's not many players that play 100 at two clubs and win a BNF at two clubs. But he had that nasty AC joint injury in his shoulder in the VFL, and then was trying to get, and still is trying to get back into the team. I think he'll be fit preliminary final week if, in fact, they do make it. And, you know, the Casey Scorpions have got VFL finals as well. But, I was hoping he played on again next year, Bernie Vince. He's had a terrific career, hasn't he? I mean, ending at a
at a place where he was coached by someone that, you know, he played with, and Simon Goodwin.
I guess he acknowledged, look, he and Jordan Lewis were sort of maybe fighting for the same spot this year, particularly the latter half of the year. And then there was Jaden Hunt, who's probably the future.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Running halfback out of Melbourne, who's obviously had some ankle issues the last 6 or 8 weeks. He probably thinks that 2019 would be a stretch for him.
Yeah, you're probably right, Doc. And you are right in saying, isn't it good that we sort of, we know now and we can celebrate it for the next few weeks, because he's been a great pickup for that footy club.
Adam Simpson has re-signed, we can tell everyone, with the West Coast Eagles until 2022 as senior coach. I don't think that surprises anyone,
no.
Sam.
And, no, it doesn't.
And Sam, you did a mighty job last night interviewing all the players going into the AFL, of course, All-Australian Awards last night. It was fantastic, all those stars. It was a great job. Well done. And, of course, tonight you're going to be at the AFL MVP Awards from 6 o'clock.
Thanks, KB. Appreciate it. Yeah, MVP from 6 o'clock. So we've got Dyson Heppel, Sean Higgins, just a couple of the big stars to join us. And we're also going to have the CEO of the AFLPA, Paul Marsh. Plenty to talk to him about, Doc and KB. And given there's lots of players moving clubs who are still under contract, it's going to be interesting to see what the PA thinks about that.
What's your first question?
Contracts mean much anymore, Paul?
Fair call. Good on you, Sam. We'll be tuning in after 6. Sam McClure there.
If you're a fan of Lockie Neal's too, if you're back for Fremantle Dockers, might like to give us your thought. And if you follow Brisbane, that sounds like pretty exciting news, because it seems like something is really happening there with Lockie Neal, maybe heading to Brisbane. We'll hit the newsroom. We'll get to...